First up, we're going to hear from Hugo Grusom from Disconnected Elements to a Harmonized Ecosystem, the Equiverse Trace Project.
Hi, my name is Hugo. I'm the lead software architect at data.org, and today I would like to talk to you about the work that we are doing to build a harmonious ecosystem for epidemiology as part of the EPS Trace project. So today, scientific research relies more and more on data science and computational tools, and this is true across fields such as epidemiology, climate science, or econometrics. But the pipelines that are used by these data scientists are getting also increasingly complicated to maintain and to update. And to change just a single step in this pipeline, just to use a different piece of software, you may have to spend hours of data wrangling to get the right format for the inputs and the outputs. And the problem is that this maintenance that is really complicated is something that we cannot afford when we are in the middle of a crisis. The price is just too high to pay. When the next pandemic hits and we want to get really fast results to understand what's happening, it's not the time to do basic boring data wrangling. We want to do actual science instead. And so, said differently, we have some good isolated free software tool, but we don't need just good isolated pieces of software. We need a robust ecosystem as a whole. And this is precisely what the EPS Trace project is about. It's an international multi-stakeholder project to harmonize the ecosystem of epidemiology tooling in R. And we do this by making the existing pieces interoperable, by supporting existing tools to adopt global standards, such as the ones that are defined by the Digital Public Good Alliance or organizations like R OpenSci, and by developing a community, a sustainable community around these ideals. I can also define our goals by what we don't want to achieve. We don't want